That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Ben Withers in the Jotham Down store talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, I've got about $4 here, Lum.
Well, I'm afraid that won't help much, Ben. Thanks for offering it, though.
You can have it. I don't need it.
Well, much obliged. But see, we need some big money.
Yeah.
$40 or $50, something like that. See, this is a big outfit we're starting, this chemical company of ours.
Right.
I have lots of cash capital. Can't start out no shoestring. Expect to get nowhere.
Well, you're welcome to my $4.
Well, thanks.
You can add that to what you already got.
Well, that's just the trouble. We ain't hardly got nothing. We had about $13 the other day, and then we tried to borrow some more money from Abner's woman, Elizabeth, and somehow or other, it turned out that we had to take that $13 we had and buy a new dress for Elizabeth.
Yes, nice woman, Elizabeth.
I still don't see how that worked out that way, but it did.
Well, things will turn out that way, Lum. I'll do it.
Abner's over at Grandpappy Spears' trying to borrow some money from him.
From Milford?
Yeah. He always acts like he's flat broke, but he's got half a fortune buried out in his backyard somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he's just plain rich. That's all they are.
Well, everybody knows it.
Yeah, he's might not a millionaire.
Oh, easy.
I bound you he's got $600 or $700.
Oh, Milford hasn't got that kind of money, surely.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I've got my doubts if Abner will get him to loosen up with any of it, though.
Say, Ron, I just happened to think. I know a man over at Mount Ivy, he's a friend of mine. I think maybe I could talk to him and swing a loan for you.
Well, that'd be putting you to a lot of trouble, Ben.
Oh, no trouble at all. Glad to do it for you.
Well, I sort of hate to get any out-of-town fellers in on this. Like to patronize home industry and all that.
Paul Hackelreath.
Huh?
Friendly Paul Hackelreath, the man who laughs when he lends you money. That was his slogan.
Oh, I see.
The man who laughs when he lends you money. Nice.
Yeah, well, I reckon he is, but I'd still rather get...
Well, I know you'll like Paul. Sounds friendly over the long-distance telephone, even. Laughs most of the way through the conversation.
Yeah, well, what I want's money, not a lot of gruff on.
Yeah, so he nearly kills himself when you pay back, too.
Granny, there comes Abner back. Wonder if he had any luck.
Yeah, how's that?
Did you do any good, Abner?
Oh.
What did Grandpap say? Did he come through with a loan of any kind?
No.
Oh, I feared that.
He said he wanted to wait and see if the Edwards and Peabody Company was a success wherever he invested any money in it.
Yeah, that sounds like Grandpap, all right.
Yes, nice fellow.
Wouldn't he even consider invest of $20 or $30?
Well, he said as near as he could see, Lum, that Hempstead Farmley weren't worth the paper it was wrote on.
I think Hackelreath is your man.
Huh?
Friendly Paul Hackelreath, the man who laughs when he lends you money.
Who in the world is he?
Mount Ivy resident.
Oh.
Jolliest man you'll ever want to meet. I've seen Paul foreclose mortgages and keep just as friendly and cheerful all through the proceedings.
Well.
Never let us get him down.
Sounds like he'd be a nice fella to go through bankruptcy with.
Well, he'd keep you laughing all the time. How about him, Lum? Do you want me to call him?
No, I don't think so, Ben.
Oh, that laughing's liable to wear us out.
I think I can swing a deal for you, Lum. He's a good friend of mine.
Well, now, maybe we ought to try him, Lum. Don't look like we're going to raise the money around here no place. I know I can't think of nobody we could get him. Well, hello, Cedric. Where you been the last few days? I ain't saw you.
Oh, I've been over at Little Rock.
Little Rock?
Yes, Mom.
What about?
Catch the ride over there. Some drummer.
Well?
Oh, had a wonderful time.
He did, huh?
Oh, that's a big city.
Yes, sir, it's big, all right.
Yes. Enjoyed it, huh, Frederick?
Oh, boy, did I. I believe I'll make that trip every week. I can get rich doing that.
Get rich?
Yes, well, I got $25 for just might not nothing at all.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Frederick?
Yeah. What is all this about getting $25 for nothing?
Yeah, I'd like to take that up, whatever it is.
Well, I was just walking along the street there, and here was this fellow standing on the sidewalk with one of them microphones.
A radio program, no doubt.
Yes, well, and there was a crowd around him, and he was asking different folks questions, and then he grabbed a hold of me, and he says, "What's your name?"
Yeah.
I thought and thought, but it just wouldn't come to me.
Couldn't think of your own name?
No, no. So he gave me $25 and a jar of something to give me soft hands, he said.
Well, if that don't beat all, give you that just because you couldn't think of your name, huh?
I guess so. I don't know.
Right, boy.
Just a minute, Ted. Did you actually get $25 cash money?
Yes, boy.
How much of it have you got left?
$25.
So, because I'm making a trip to Little Rock the first chance I get, I'll tell you that.
Cedric, I've been thinking about you lately, and I believe it was high time you settling down. Sort of getting into some line of business. Well, boy your age, you ought to be thinking about his future. Carving out a career for yourself.
Doing what?
Carving out a career. I think Lum's right, Cedric.
Of course I'm right. What you ought to do, Cedric, is get into some old established business, like, well, like the Jot 'em Down store, for instance. There's old line company.
Well, we got some new lines of merchandise, too, in here, Long.
Well, how do I go about doing that, Mr. Long?
Well, about the best way is to pick out a good faith company and then make an invest in it. Don't you think so, Adam?
Well, yeah. If he could find a good faith company of some kind to invest in, yes.
Well, about how much would a feller have to invest?
Oh, I don't know. Different amounts. I'd say offhand, a fellow ought to be able to get in a good company for, say, well,
$25. $25, huh? Well, I might do that. Papa was saying this morning he hoped I wouldn't just go out and spend that money foolish.
Yeah, well, hey, how about having him put it in our chemicals company, Lum? That's a good invest.
Well, no, we ain't for sure just how that's going to work out.
No, that's right, that's right.
I wouldn't feel right asking him to put his money in that. I'd rather he'd invest in something safer. An old line outfit.
Yeah.
Cedric ought to settle down and get into some good game, bright boy like him.
There, Cedric, see what Ben says?
Yes, Mom, well, I'll sure think it over.
Well, now, wait. These are things you ought not to put off. Never put off till tomorrow what you ought to do today. Recollect that old lettered saying of mine.
Well, I don't know what old company to get into, though.
Oh, well, maybe we can help you. Abner, can't you think of some good old established business around town? One that's got a good reputation and all that?
Well, there ought to be something around here. It's the, well, now there's a Dick Cuddleston store. He's been in business there for a right long while. Seems to make money.
Well, what's the matter with the Jot 'em Down store?
Well, there's lots of different opinions on that, Lum. Now, Miss Seastone, she claims our main trouble is that we never pay attention to business. But Miss Blevin,
I don't mean that.
Oh, I don't think there's so much wrong with your store, Lum. Oh, you're just self-conscious.
Oh, for pity's sake.
But Charlie Redfield, he says the reason he don't trade down here with us is because our chairs are too hard to sit in.
All right, Evan.
Of course, everybody's got different ideas about what's wrong with the Jot 'em Down store. Now, my opinion...
Just skip it, Evan. Look, Cedric, we don't generally take investors into the Jot 'em Down store. It's sort of a closed corporation, you might say. Exclusive.
Well, that's all right. I weren't thinking of getting into this company myself, no way.
Natural.
Admiral, will you hash up?
Huh?
As I was saying, Cedric, we don't generally take investors, but in this case, we might be willing to make an exception, just to sort of get you launched into the business world.
Yeah, I'd love to help Cedric if we could. Get him started in business. He's going to want to get married someday.
Admiral, would you let me do the talking?
Well, I just thought of Mose Moose's barbershop. He could learn barbing. That'd be a good idea.
I'll do the talking, if you don't mind that.
All right.
Yeah, Cedric, I think if you play your cards right, you can talk us into selling you a $25 interest in the Jot 'em Down store.
Yes, Cedric, that sounds like a good chance for you. You go home and think that over for a week or two.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ben.
I don't want to rush into these things. Isn't that right, Lum?
No, it ain't right.
How's
that? Cedric, this offer is good today only. You're going to get in on this. You've got to jump into it right now. Any delay might make you miss out on it.
Yes, you better think it over for a while, Cedric.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Will you fellas keep out of this?
Right.
Law, maybe Cedric don't want to invest his money with us. Maybe he's got ideas of his own, some business that he wants to go into.
Yes,
could invest in his father's blacksmith shop.
Sure.
You're right, I've got ideas of my own. Right.
Good for you, Cedric.
His father could use that money.
Sure.
Cedric's the kind of a boy who thinks things out for himself, all right.
I think things out.
Makes his own decisions.
Make my own decisions.
Yes, sir. He's got his own notions on things.
Got my own notions on things. That's me, boy.
All right, then, Cedric. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Blum?
Well, I think you ought to decide to come in with us.
Well, good for me. Did you hear that, Mr. Adler? I've just made another decision.
Well, hooray for you, Cedric.
You know, I never realized before what a thinker I am. Here's my $25. I'll just turn it over to you before somebody influences me into investing in something foolish.
Well, this might turn out to be a better decision than you think, Cedric.